Everybody stand. Turn to page 276. Prayer bells in heaven. Let's change things up a little bit this morning. Let's get ready to worship. Praise the Lord. While we are living in this world of care, many the burdens that we have to bear, but there's a prayer bell's at the Lord's right hand. Give it a ring and He will understand. Prayer bells in heaven, oh how sweetly they ring, bearing a message on to Jesus the King. When we are burdened down with trouble and care, bring on and offer, God will answer your prayer. Three Hebrew children through the flames were thrown, because a mortal king they would not own. Jesus delivered and the king then saw. Prayer bells in heaven need a man made law. Prayer bells in heaven need a man bearing a message on to Jesus the King. When you are burdened down with trouble and care, bring on and on, for God will answer your prayer. When Paul and Silas were thrown in jail, they did not worry who would go their bail, but all the prayer bells they began to ring, all fell the stocks and they began to became His blood, they say, ringing the prayer bells there in agony, bringing salvation that we might go free. Prayer bells in heaven, oh how sweetly they ring, bearing a message on to Jesus the King. When you are put down with trouble and care, ring on and on, will answer your prayer. Prayer bells in heaven, oh how sweetly they ring, bearing a message on to Jesus the King. When you are burdened down with trouble and care, ring on and on, for God will answer your prayer.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. I hope everyone's doing well. I want to welcome everybody online this morning that's watching or watching this at a later date. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. If you have a prayer request or need, I know there is a long list. We read off one Wednesday evening that we were kind of writing some ones that were coming in so fast. And I know there are a lot of needs this morning. And I know there are a lot of situations that we're just going to ask God just to intercede on, because we do serve amazing God. Amen. We're just going to put our faith in Him. If you'd like to stand with us this morning as we join in prayer, if you can, we're just going to lift the Lord up and just give Him all the honor and glory. If you have a prayer need, just show by the way. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to praise You. Lord, we thank You, dear Lord, for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. Dear Lord, for always allowing us just this opportunity to come to You, dear Lord, in faith, as we just release every situation over to You. But, dear Lord, right now we just want to praise You. We want to thank You, Lord, for always being there with us, dear Lord. We just thank You for being the Lord of our house, of our home, of our heart, Lord. And we just thank You for all that You're doing, dear Lord. We thank You for Your many, many blessings. Lord, through the praise of testimonies, dear Lord, through the uplifting of songs to worship You, and dear Lord, through the the mighty works of the Lord from the patriarchs, Lord, from the saints that have gone forth, for your word, the Lord, that opens up and just shows us the light, the Lord, we just love and praise you. Lord, now as we come together, the Lord, we want to lift up each and every prayer request to you this morning. Lord, you see the hands that are raised, dear Lord. You know the depths of our hearts. Lord, you know the spoken and unspoken, dear Lord. We just thank you, dear Lord, for hearing our cries, dear Lord, hearing our prayers, knowing our needs, knowing each and every situation. Lord, we know that you're the healer of all. Dear Lord, we know that you are the provider of every need. Lord, we know that you'll continue to take care of each and every situation. We thank you for those testimonies, those that have already been wonderfully carried through procedures, dear Lord, now as they go through of their healing process, dear Lord, that you're touching them now, dear Lord. Those that are sick and shut in, or those that aren't able to be with us this morning, dear Lord, we still pray for those that were in the storm's path, dear Lord. We thank you for touching them. Lord, those that have lost loved ones, dear Lord, those that are down there trying to assist, dear Lord, we ask you just to bless each and every situation. Lord, again, thank you for our church family, this congregation you've given us, dear Lord, and we just love and praise you for this beautiful day that we have. Lord, we ask you now to bless our pastor and his family, strengthen them. Lord, as we prepare for this service, dear Lord, again, please accept every song sung, every instrument played, dear Lord, just to worship and praise you. Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise God. As other folks are still coming in, welcome to all our visitors. Welcome this morning, those we haven't seen in a while. Glad you're able to be back with us. We're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering, and then we're going to turn it over to the choir for a minute just right now. And I hear, yes, ma'am. There you are. I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, we do. Absolutely. We praise the Lord. We're going to continue to keep praying for that situation. And all. Thank you. Good news to hear where he's at right now and know that God is working. Amen. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning? Amen.
measure. We're tempted and tried. The more that we have here on this earth, the less we're satisfied. The only thing that's lasting comes from on high. I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by. To depart from the soul body of mine, I don't want to own one thing I can leave behind. I want to be free to sail through the sky. That's why I'm walking with Jesus. When the world goes by, soul body of mine. I don't want one thing I can leave behind. I want to be free to sail through the sky. That's why I'm walking with Jesus and let the world go by.
His love is so amazing.
Jesus, Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sin. So amazing, His love is so amazing, yes, oh Jesus,
Messiah,
oh He's the name above all names, He's my blessed Redeemer. Jesus, Messiah.
life.
Lord of all. Do you love him this morning? Give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, has God been good to anybody this week? Yeah. Amen. Three or four anyway. Come on, give the Lord praise. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know. Maybe it's, you feel like a lot of folks in today's society, you feel like life is a struggle. You feel like each and every day you just about can't get hardly through it. Well, it starts all over again. I got good news for you. This is not going to last forever. Amen. I said, hey, it's not going to last very much longer. Amen. We have a blessed home provided by the Lord Jesus Christ, that all the trouble and strife and sorrow, pain, sickness, and death is going to be over. We'll be all right when we reach heaven. And I've got news for you. You can be all right now as long as you touch Calvary, the blood of Jesus Christ. Friend, don't worry about this heavy load I carry. Don't be concerned if it sends me to my knees. For I know a place where all my load will lighten. I'll be alright soon as I touch Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm, nail-scarred hands into my hand, I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. Very soon now I'll reach the hill Golgotha. I'll touch the cross that was fashioned from a tree. And if one precious drop of his blood touches me, I'll be all right now that I've touched Calvary. If these feeble hands of faith could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm of unbelief, if he reaches nail-scarred hands into my hand, I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. If he reaches nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right now that I've touched Calvary. Having a good week. Man, good to see each and every one of you here this morning. Let our visitors know how much we love them, how glad we are that they came to worship the Lord with us this morning. My, I feel so blessed. Man, the older I get, I think the more I realize the blessings of God. We don't have the promise of tomorrow. We don't even have the promise of the very next breath. But God, in his infinite wisdom, grace, and mercy, allows us another day and another opportunity to come into His house and worship. I consider it a privilege. I consider it a blessing to be able to gather together with the saints of God, pray and praise the Lord and worship and just hear the Word of God. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with us to the book of Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, into the 55th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Chapter 55, verses 1 and verse number 2. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's Word. The prophet writes in the 55th chapter, verse 1 and 2, "Ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." Can we pray? Father, we just love you, and we thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for the very breath that you've given us. Father, for those who have gathered here this morning, God, I pray, Lord, that you would just open up that window of heaven. God, pour out of your Spirit and your anointing power this morning. God, meet every need. Lord, heal every situation. Lord, we do remember those who are suffering and sick and afflicted today. And Father, we pray, God, that you would reach out, God, and touch and minister to them. Lord, I humbly ask now, God, that you would just speak through this vessel, God, anoint these lips of clay. God, speak to us that you would have us to hear. Help us to be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. And Father, we'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated in the house of the Lord this morning. I know and realize that that is a very familiar passage of Scripture. And by the way, thank God that it is familiar. You ought to consider it a privilege, amen, when somebody reads a familiar scripture to you, because that lets you know that you're a Bible reader, amen. I mean, who knows that we need to read more of God's Word and apply it each and every day. But we find the Old Testament prophet again urging and warning the children of Israel, God's people, amen, about things that they're doing that they need not and things that they need to be doing that they're not. Does that sound familiar in today's society? It's a constant warning. It's a constant urging. It's a constant preaching. Man, one preacher was preaching and seemingly preaching the same message each and every day or every Sunday morning. Someone pulled him aside and said, "Preacher, when are you going to preach something else?" He said, "Whenever the congregation obeys this one, we'll move on." It doesn't matter how repetitious or redundant the Word of God is. How many knows we still need it in this day and hour? So this morning I want to again return to this Old Testament prophet. I want to bring this message this morning entitled, "Come to the Waters." Come to the waters. I don't think it's as much as an invitation as it merely means a commandment. We find that prior to the verse or chapter 55 and over in verse 53, we have the same prophet prophesying about the coming of the Messiah. Long awaited by the children of Israel was their Redeemer. Now, many of them had false impressions of how this Redeemer was going to come. Many of them thought that he would come as a great warrior or a great king, and he would bring peace on the earth by overcoming enemies. But that's not the intent of God. He sent his Son as king, but he came to bleed and to die on the cross for all humanity. Can you put your hands together and say, "That included me"? That included me. So he's prophesying here about the coming of the Messiah. And then he goes into chapter 54 and he begins to tell us or tell the children that there is no weapon. Everybody say, "No weapon." "That is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage." Everybody say, "This belongs to me." "This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me,
saith the Lord. So there we have two promises, the promise of the coming of the Messiah and the promise that no weapon, whether it be material or spiritual, formed against thee is going to prosper. Amen. Somebody ought to shout glory for that. How many knows we're protected by the armor of God? But then he goes into this little spiel about the waters and about the food. And the very first little word there says ho. In Israeli or Hebrew, that means wait and listen. Everybody say wait and listen. Bible says they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. And he also wants us to listen to the voice of God. How many knows that God speaks to us not only through the ministers in the pulpit, but how many knows he speaks to us individually? And God was speaking to the prophet Isaiah. And he said, I'm surmising here, but God was concerned about the nature of the people of God on this earth and the direction that they were taking and the things that were consuming their lives. That is a strong word, consuming. When something consumes us, it takes over. Doesn't leave any room, hardly at all, for anything else. As a minister of God, as a pastor for many, many years, I've observed something, that things in this world are consuming people of God. Now, we're quick to preach about the world, but I want to talk to the church. Many of the church are being consumed with things other than the will of God. What's wrong with that? Because it leaves very little room for the will of God in our lives. We have learned, because of the mercy and the grace and the abundant forgiveness of an almighty God, and he is all of that and more, that seemingly he will understand and forgive us when we're consumed with all these other things and just leave him a little bit of room in our life. I don't read the word of God that way. And how many knows that we're supposed to put him first in our life? And Isaiah, through the voice of God, saw this taking place in the people of God. We're not necessarily talking about the other nations here. We're talking about the nation of Israel, the children that God himself had rescued and set free from Egyptian bondage and placed them into a land that flowed with milk and honey and blessed them immensely, had now become very complacent and consumed with things of the world. Now, they didn't have the luxuries and things that you and I have today, but there were still things that consumed them. Prophet Isaiah put it this way. He said, why do you spend money for that which is not bread? Can I bring that maybe just a little clearer in southern dialect? What are you doing blowing your money on things that don't benefit you? Why are we spending so much time? And when we talk about money, I believe we're talking about time too. Why are we spending so much time that we have to really schedule just a little bit of time for God? Whether it be church attendance, whether it be prayer, whether it be fasting, whether it be reading the Word of God, or whether it be we be witnessing. Let me tell you something, folks. The Lord gave us the Spirit of God, filled us with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, not to sit with our arms folded and wait till Jesus comes. We're supposed to know that we're supposed to be a light to the world, or Jesus is a light through us. So the prophet Isaiah is warning the children of Israel, you need to get your priorities straight. You need not to be consumed with the things of this world. Now, I know we have to occupy. The Bible plainly tells us to do that. We must work. We must provide for our family. Those that don't, the Bible speaks very harshly against those that will not provide for their family. I know that. But in so doing, we still must learn and put in our life that, God, you got to be first over all of that and more. So the prophet here says basically it's a call to the return to the spiritual flowing waters of God. I yearn for that. I want us to get back where the spiritual flowing waters of God is the norm rather than the exception. Brother, what do you mean by that? I don't want us just to have one good service a month and feast on it. I want us to have a good, and that don't mean we have to run and shout and bounce off the walls every time. Sometimes we do, and that's all right. But I believe that we need to be fed. I think that we need to come into the house of God with a hunger and a thirst that nothing in this world will quench and nothing else but the Spirit and the power of God can satisfy. All that we get that same desire for that. And when we gather together, amen, we'll be in one mind and one accord. Receptive to the Spirit of God that comes down. And Isaiah said, you need to get back, amen, to really being in the spiritual flowing waters of God. The Bible speaks so many times about the waters of God, the waters in the world. It says waters in the Bible represent the Holy Spirit's presence and power to cleanse and sanctify the hearts of God's children. Sound good? Does it? Sounds like we need more of that. Man, why do we take it for granted so many times? We need to desire it. We need to long for it. We need to expect it, amen, from the power of God. We need the world, amen. The people keep saying, what's wrong with the world? I'll tell you what's wrong with the world. Everything. Because the world has seemingly been more important to people than the spirituality of God. When we turn back to God, it will be amazing how much better everything else around us will begin to work out. Do you believe that this morning? Do you still believe that we have got to have God first and foremost in our lives? It was a time here when Isaiah was speaking where the people of God were consumed with the pleasures of the world. The advertisements that I see, the advertisements that I read, the testimonies that are in the world today are intended to appease and tantalize the flesh. Because Satan has learned that's what works. If I can get you more concerned about your flesh and your fleshly desires and your fleshly needs, then that's going to be less time that you or I are going to spend on the spiritual needs that we have in our life. And if you're filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. If you think you still need the power of God every day in your life, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. We're saved by the power and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we're still in a world and we're in a battle. Amen. And the adversary has not given up yet, but I got news for you and I got news for him. Greater is he that is within the church. Greater is he that is in the Holy Ghost filled person than anything, any weapon that comes against us. And the sooner the church realizes that, amen, the greater the spiritual waters will flow. We spend money for that which is not sustaining. But he says, come ye, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. I want to tell you something that is so gratifying about the presence and the mercy of Almighty God. He doesn't care about your background. He doesn't care about your wealth, your holdings, or your material gains. That doesn't matter to him. Because he's the creator of heaven and earth. He's the creator of all things. Everything belongs to God. If you believe that, say amen. It's only on loan to us. God doesn't care whether you have $1 million or not a dime to your name. What he's after is your soul. What he's after is that spirituality where he can come into that flesh, into that body, into that tabernacle and live and guide and direct us each and every day of our life. I could not make it a day without God. I said, I need him. I need him in the morning when I get up. I need him before I go to bed at night. I need him every hour, every moment of every hour. I can't make it, but I found out that he's always there for us. Amen. But I have an urgent call. I have an urgent request. Come to the waters. come to the waters, signifying the holiness of God, the spirituality of God. Without Him, decisions that I would make would falter and fail. I know, because I've been there before. The best laid out plans, the most thought-provoking things that I could make in a decision were many, many times wrong because I did not consult God. And I did not let the Spirit that was within me lead me and guide me. Many times acted in haste. Many times I acted according to the pleasing of my flesh. That's because I want it and I'm going to claim it in Jesus' name. But Lord, is that what you want me to have? Is that what you want me to do? Is that where you want me to go? And every once in a while, I have to find myself coming back to the waters that are freely flowing. I'm not talking about the H2O waters. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost waters. I'm talking about the spirituality that flows, amen, from the Immaculate Throne in heaven down to earth. Blessings upon blessings upon blessings. How many's been blessed this week? Surely you have, amen. And by faith, He's going to continue to bless us. Isaiah urges the people, return to God. We got some things coming up in the near future that seems to be consuming the minds of the people. So much so that it's talked about around the coffee pots at work, around the drive as we commute to and from work, around the wherever in the markets and all. People are consumed with the things that are transpiring in the world. Church, can I tell you? I remember a day when the conversation was not about what was wrong in the world, but what was right with God. I remember seeing people in the aisles of the grocery store praying one for another. You said, Brother Eddie, that won't work. Let me tell you, it will work. Amen. When we begin to call on the name of the Lord, when we begin to return to the old past, to the blessings that God once bestowed upon us. Amen. So long we've looked at the world and said, the world is going to hell in a handbasket, but it doesn't have to. They don't have to. There is an alternative. There is a better way. And listen, church, I'm going to wake you up. If the church don't tell them, who will? If the ministers don't preach it, who will? If we don't encourage them to turn back to God, to pick up the Bible, read it to your family, read it to your children. Not only read it, but obey it. Isaiah said, you're laboring in vain. Laboring in vain. With no satisfaction. Does it not sound like today? Does it not sound like today? I learned a good while back, things do not satisfy the soul. Things are merely a means to an end. I think I said, I don't know, Wednesday night or sometime, I can't remember. That's all right, I can't remember what I had for breakfast either. But I know I said it one time. When that last breath leaves your body, or in fact that trumpet sounds and the eastern sky splits, and the catching away of the saints is in progress, we're not going to have time to pack a bag. In fact, we don't need to pack a bag. In fact, we don't need to take anything with us. I just witnessed, as you did, the storms that hit Florida. And I know a lot of people made last minute trying to get things that were personal to them and things. And you know, they had just a little bit of warning. But it's amazing how priorities change when you know you're not going to be able to take everything with you. You take the most important things. Can I tell you, you don't even have to think about it when Jesus calls, if you're ready to meet Him. But if you haven't come to the waters, if you haven't come to the spirituality to eat and to drink of the goodness of God, then why do you spend your money for that which is not bread? I'm not going to get personal this morning, but I just want to convey. I know, maybe you know, people are spinning their wheels out there. They are. Time. We've been acquainted with an old term called inflation. That's more than sitting down to the food bar and eating till your belt has to be loosened. I've been inflated that way before myself. Thank God there's different holes on the belt. And I love those spandex pants. Thank God for that invention. That's not the inflation. It's a buzzword and everybody's talking about it today, inflation. I've heard people say, inflation is affecting everything. Brother Lynn, they really did good. They got him a bunch of chickens. I don't know if he had prophetically knew this or not, but eggs is up like 39%. Am I right? Something like that. Inflation is taking a hold of everything. Gas, clothes, everything. Not quite. He said, not quite. I want to give you a witness in two. Is that all right? Next time. You're in a conversation with somebody and somebody speaks to you and they say, Brother David, everything that's being affected by inflation. Just smile and say, not everything. I want to tell you, inflation has not affected salvation. It's the same today as it was yesterday, as it was when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. I want to let you know, your salvation has been paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ when he hung on the cross. And I don't care how much prices go up, salvation is still free to those who will come to the waters. If you have no money, that's all right. Man, if you have no possessions, that's all right. God's not after your possessions. He's after your soul and your heart. Amen. You don't need money. I want to ask you a couple of questions this morning. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't even have to acknowledge. I just want you to contemplate on it. Who in the church is thirsty? Who in the church is hungry? I'm not talking about Burger King. I'm talking about thirsty for a move of God. Hungry for an infilling. I mean bubbling over infilling. Mom and Dad and them used to sing, it's bubbling, it's bubbling. You know what? I got kind of an idea. You ain't affecting nobody till you're bubbling over. Because everything that's in you, you're using it yourself. But when you bubble over, it affects others. Amen. I want the Spirit of God to be so full in me that I'm bubbling over. I want people to be able to see it on my face. I want people to be able to understand it in my conversation. I don't care if they know my name. I don't care if they know I'm a minister or a pastor. That doesn't matter. I just want them to know that Jesus is alive and well in me. And his wonderful spiritual water is flowing in my body. Glory to God. Because when it comes to it, that's really all that matters, is how we live for the Lord. If you're hungry, and if you're thirsty, ooh, Brother Eddie, pray for yourself. Amen. You know, I feel anointed when I'm behind the pulpit, but I know I have to step down sometimes. But sometimes God speaks to us in firmness. Man. You're really thirsty. If you're really hungry for a move of God. Now I want us to all pull our little toes back under the pew so they won't get stepped on. Amen. Somebody once told me, if your toes are not getting stepped on in church, he ain't preaching hard enough. I can't tell you how many shoes my toes wore out. If you're really thirsty, you're really hungry. It won't matter what song is sung, as long as it's gospel. Don't be like the little boy who was asked to sing, and it was around Easter, and he got up and sang, "Here Comes Peter Cottontail." Wasn't a place or time. Amen. I like songs about the blood. I like songs about the cross. I like songs about the grace of God. But if you're hungry and if you're thirsty, it won't matter which song is sung. It won't matter who sings it. Whether they got the most eloquent, pleasing voice or whether they can't hardly carry a tune in a bucket. As long as they're doing it for God. And if you're hungry and thirsty, when the man of God stands and reads the scripture, whether or not he's your favorite preacher or not, as long as he preaches the word, if you're hungry and you're thirsty, amen, you will eat of that. And you will let those blessings flow in your spirituality. Man, because when you're hungry and thirsty, anything is good. I know I've said this before, but it just kind of makes it true into me, thinking about the goodness of God. Now, there's certain parts of the Bible we just love, like strawberry shortcake. I mean, we get it all over our face. It's just great. Some of the songs, the blessings. And there's some of it, Lord in mercy, hard to swallow. But we need the entire word. And when you're hungry enough and when you're thirsty enough, you can open the Bible and whatever your eye sees will be a blessing to you. Many, many years ago, Mom and Dad bought the place up there on 101. And they had cleared a lot of trees off, and I was young then and stupid and had some energy. So I was going to split some wood that day, and I got out. Man, I was just splitting wood like crazy, and it wasn't with one of those hydraulic splitters either. It was a maul and a hammer, splitting wood. And Mom and Dad, they come in and ate. They had the store then. They ate and left and told me there was some food in there. And I said, "Well, I'm going to work a little longer, and I'll come and eat a little bit." And I really, really wanted to show Daddy how much wood that I could split. So I was so hungry and I was so sweaty. When I went in, I looked over there and there was a pot of some of the orangest, ugliest food that a body could imagine. Kind of still warming off the oven. And I looked at that and I smelled of it and I said, "Good Lord, that cannot be good for human consumption." And there was some cornbread left there. And that was it. The cornbread and that ugly orange-looking chunky stuff that was in that pot kind of steaming when I took. You ever took the lid off of something and wished you hadn't? But you know what? I was hungry. I said, I was hungry. Didn't look good. It didn't smell good. You'll be surprised when you cover something orange with a multitude of pepper what the taste buds can do. I crumbled me up some cornbread in a bowl and I dipped some of that stuff over it. I know y'all are thinking, what in the world was it? It was rutabagas. Rutabaga turnips. And I put those things in there and I just speckled them good with black pepper. And you know, I eat every bite of that and went back and got some more. Why? Because I was hungry. I said, I was hungry. You said you were thirsty. You said you was hungry. When you come into those walls, by those doors, into the walls here, and you begin to worship the Lord, how many knows that, you know what? It may not look so good. It may not look so appetizing, but I'm hungry. I want the word of God. I'm hungry. I want the move of God. I'm thirsty for a powerful move of God. I want the Lord to pour out of his blessings. Then you'll see miracles. Then you'll see loved ones saved. Then you'll see a mighty move of God that the adversary cannot stop if you're hungry. If you're thirsty, then come to the waters. The waters according to the psalmist. He said, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles, the Most High. Maybe you're saved, filled with the Spirit. You just can't seem to get your joy back. Not because you're backslidden. Not because you've lost out with God. You've just let these other things infiltrate your spirit, infiltrate your mind. Let me tell you something about the adversary. He does not want you to be happy a day in your life. He wants you to be miserable. He wants you to be absent of joy and peace. He wants you to lay awake at night worrying, trying to figure out how you're going to make it or what you're going to do the next day. But let me tell you something. When you're hungry and when you're thirsty and when the last thing you do at night is fill yourself with the Word of God and pray unto a God that'll keep you through the night. Amen. Even in the midnight hour, it is amazing how you can lay down in peace because you know your future and your life is in the hands of a loving God. There's a river of peace. Again, associated with the Spirit of God. God is in the midst of that peace. If there's not peace in your life, chances are you've kind of shoved God to one side. Maybe not completely out of the picture, but sort of to one side. You can't say, oh man, say, amen, say, oh me. Sometimes we do that. Not to be hateful, not to be vindictive. But just because we got so many other things, just like Isaiah was talking to the people of God, you're spending your money for that. It's not bread. Come. This is free. Come. This is provided by the Lord Himself. And in the book of John, St. John, the 7th chapter, Jesus stood on the day of the feast, in the 37th verse of the 7th chapter. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if almost any man, that's a blessing. I'm qualified. You're qualified. Any man or woman. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Spiritual blessings. They'll be in you. They'll be on you. They'll even bless the people around you. That's what the scripture says. You'll be blessed when you go out. You'll be blessed when you come in. Amen. Not so much with blessings of the world, but blessings from God Almighty Himself. Aren't you thankful that God loves you enough that He has allowed a way to give a comforter to dwell inside you, to lead you, and to guide you every day. But as we prepare to leave this morning, you got to be hungry. You got to be thirsty for a move of God. I never want to get to a point in my life that I'm just satisfied serving God. That kind of breeds complacency and kind of self-satisfaction. I talked a little bit about the food bar. I've learned that there's been times I've overindulged. But you know something immaculate happened the next day? I got hungry again. When I left the table, I thought I'd never eat another bite. That lets me to know that whatever the Lord does this day, I'm going to be hungry again tomorrow. And I'm going to need Him every day of my life. You need to be well nourished in the Spirit of God. How many knows what anemic is? Don't need to be anemic in the power of God. There's no reason, because His power is so great and so abundant. And He gives that power to us freely if we'll just put Him first. Church, I know that there's some hungry folks in this church. I feel it with your prayers. We've had testimonies this morning about the prayers coming together as a church and praying for one who is in need. I know that. But there's probably people in your inner circle that need to experience that as well. You see, as I mentioned a while ago, the infilling of the Spirit of God is not just to keep us till Jesus comes. It will. But he says, go ye out into Judea and all the outermost places and preach and testify and tell others. How many would slip your hand up and say, I know of somebody I want to make sure they go to heaven with me. Amen. Then our work is not done. Amen. Would you stand? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Please, no looking around. This is a reverent time. The Spirit of God, I believe, is moving. If you're hungry, maybe you said, you know what, Lord, maybe I'm not as hungry as I need to be. Maybe I'm not as hungry as I once was. I once hungered and thirsted for the move of God. But somewhere along the line, I kind of got full. I kind of got maybe a little bit complacent and a little bit lethargic in my spiritual walk with God. And these other things begin to come into my life, and things are just not working out like they ought to. Why don't you come? Renew that relationship with the Lord. Why don't you come and say, Lord, give me that hunger again. Let me thirst for your righteousness. God, fill me, fill me, fill me. Fill my cup, Lord, till it runs over. Some of you want, if you would, come and pray with these that are in the altar. Amen. They are searching and looking, Lord, for a greater walk with you. Amen. If you don't need prayer this morning, come and pray with these. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come right now. Lord, we pray your will. God, we pray, Lord, right now. God, be with these vessels. Lord, fill them. God, fill their spirituality in their lives, God. Lord, fill that hunger, God. Quench that thirst that they have, Lord, to live for you, God. Lord, let them be the shining example, God, of earth. God, right now, Lord, give them the desires in their heart. Anoint them and quench them, Lord. Jesus, name we pray. God, use these vessels, Lord. Use them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now. Strengthen their relationship. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Blessed strength the Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up, make me whole. Till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up, make me whole. Sing it with me, church. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsty of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up, make me whole. When Can you give the Lord praise in the house this morning? God bless you. Love you each and every one. Hallelujah. God bless you. Love you. Hope you have a very blessed day today. Let God just lead you and guide you, direct you. Hopefully see you back tonight, 6 o'clock. We're not having any, no choir practice, so you'll have an extra hour. Let's just all pray. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you, God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for this congregation. God, I pray, Lord, that you would lead and guide and direct in each one's life. Go with us now, Lord, as we depart. Keep us safe from all harm and danger. God, again, reach out to those who are in need of prayer this morning. Many are sick and afflicted. Father, we know that you're the healer of the body. And Father, we'll look to you to give you praise, honor, and glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be. Fellowship, love one another. Praise God.